Well, it's episode 13. It's a baker's dozen, like Brett said last episode. Where's the 13 donuts or croissants? Oh, yeah.
Baker's dozen?
We ate them.
Really?
Yeah, before you got here.
Wow, I can tell. A later. Your midriff is a little.
I was hungry. I worked out this morning.
Worked out. About right here. Is that where you were?
Did a little bike riding.
I saw you went on a bike ride.
Today you did?
Well, I did a bike riding over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
Oh. Oh, I did see that on Facebook.
I don't know if Gingy was able to keep up. Who kept up? Did you keep up with her or did you let her?
She usually hangs back a little bit and tells me to quit racing.
Yeah, she hangs back like about 9 miles.
We aren't racing.
Isn't it a race?
Everything we do is a race. Hurry up. Let's go.
That was a beautiful weekend for a bike race.
It was, actually. You know, got a little windy, though. Anyhow.
We have a segment about Brett's racing crashes in his sport mod. Do we have any bicycle crashes we need to talk about?
You ever crashed a bike?
Correct, I have, yes.
Ooh, of course you have.
I was incredibly inebriated. And
that's usually when they happen.
did not have a light on my bike at the time. I was using my phone
as
the flashlight to see where we were going because we were at the bar, ended up on the trail, coming back. I ended up in the ditch and separated my shoulder. It was a mild separation, though, so...
You have
I recovered.
The horn and the tassels on your bike?
No. We were talking about it. Like when we were
your spokes.
When your kids, you know, you take
You put the paper card, the playing cards in the spokes.
Playing cards. I said that to my wife, and she's like, you did what? I'm like, you didn't do that when you were a kid? And she's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean.
The playing cards in the spokes?
Yeah.
You did it? I knew people who did it.
I did.
I didn't do it.
That's what absolutely did. They made a thing you could put in there.
That's what 30 years age difference between you and your wife will do.
Kinda. Oh, well. What are we going to talk about today?
I don't know. Let's just talk about nothing. That's usually what we do. I mean, let's not make it any different than the last 12 episodes. We crowned a king of some catwalks.
We did.
That trophy was like 80,000 pounds.
It was heavy.
Was it heavy?
Jeremy Gatlin did a hell of a job on that trophy, by the way.
It was a fantastic trophy. It was one of the best trophies I think I've ever seen.
Caden Reynolds probably is. Probably weighs about
I don't know what you...
If we put him on a scale, it would kind of... I think it'd be about balance the same.
Out. Yeah. Trophy might have weighed more.
I think so.
Yeah. Awesome trophy. Pretty decent. A great turnout.
Yep.
57 stock cars. You know, so we had a fantastic... And what I thought was interesting, after it was all said and done... Is that Caden Reynolds, who's a junior national champion, a defending hobby stock national champion, has never won a race in Boone, which I thought that was really strange because if you go back to his hobby stock racing the last couple of years, it seems like he won everywhere he went, and people complained everywhere he went that he was cheating, and that's why he was winning. So we kind of chased him around a little bit, and he would confirm this, as would his crew and everybody else. You know, we kind of chased him around a little bit to see if he was cheating, and we had some issues with his race car, and you know, but he corrected him, and he still went in races. Fast, but he goes over there to Boone. Independence had rained out. I assume that's why he probably ended up over there, because Independence rained out that night. Yeah. More than likely, he wouldn't have came otherwise. Would have been my guess. I never asked him that. I just made that assumption because he won, I think, the week before in Independence.
Yeah, he'd won one or two in a row. I think
he's,
two in a row.
He's been winning in this area where he races predominantly quite a bit. You know, and he goes over to Boone and tops a 57 car field with, you know, I don't know if it was you that posted it. Somebody posted something about. Might have been Bill's story about how many Super Nationals champions, national champions.
That might have been Bill.
Yeah. There was a lot of very accomplished racers in that field, and Caden started out front. You know, he started outside first front row,
right. Yeah,
and got away from everybody, and it went caution free 31 laps, which coincidentally was Todd Van Eaton's request. He asked if we'd run 31 laps.
That's his car number.
He's the one with the gun, the V31.
It was his car number because we talked about 100 lapper, and he didn't really like that idea. No, we didn't talk.
I was going to say, we also talked about 40,000 to win Super Nationals. So.
None of that's going
You know what's
on,
neat man. About Caden winning that race? We hear a lot of times that, you know, all we see is modified guys racing stock cars now and taking all these big money shows. Right.
Now we got a hobby stock guy doing it. Damn it. We got to stop
First year
that.
Stock car racer comes in and beats all the modified guys.
And he looks like he's 15. I don't know how old he is. He can't be much older than 15.
He's around 20, I think.
He said that he would have been able to drink the Busch Light that he drew for the drawing.
In three years. At
Supernaturals.
In
<He's>
3 years.
So he would be, I think his birthday was between now and Supernaturals.
So he's going to be old enough to drink at Super Nationals. Thank you for the
legally.
We did the Busch Light a redraw again at request of, you know, Todd Van Eaton, and you know, apparently he sweats Busch Light, I think.
He does.
But he asked for the beer cans redraw, which is great until you have a minor involved in the redraw. So as soon as Caden picked his up and got his number and they were done switching, if you didn't notice, I quickly changed his Busch Light for a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
What? Like, you're not going to take that with you. I give you that.
But, as long as it was,
because we get people.
And I will tell you, this is the second redraw that Brett and I have been involved in that didn't quite go well.
You screwed this one up too.
I did not screw this one up. I did not get the cans. I did not put the number on the cans.
Did you have 13 cans of Busch Light too? We had 12,
but apparently we had two number ones because Cooney didn't realize that the can was going to sweat.
He got cold. Cans of
cold light. Cans didn't get warm. Oh,
it's hotter. That doesn't work. Hotter well. Than the hounds of hell, you know. And it was sweating, and so he wrote on it with a marker. And then by the time we got to the point, if you just touched it, it literally took the number off. And we had an issue with two number ones.
We had a coin toss then.
Yeah, one was 12, one was one. Well, we resolved it, and
you know, that was a tremendous car count for that event. What did that pay?
I think it was $2,500 to win.
$2,500. And it actually, after the mulligan drop, paid $270 to start.
Could you imagine if we would have paid $5,000 to win for the stock cars, how many of them we would have had?
We probably had 28.
Probably right around 28. That seems like the going number.
Seems the more you pay, the less you have.
With the exception of Spencer, where there was 64.
Correct. Oh, maybe that was IMCA?
But that wasn't using two denominators.
No. The thing is, Jim, is that wasn't using alternative IMCA stock car rules. That was actually using authentic IMCA stock car rules. Oh,
that's right.
And no one was forced.
Alternative rules, alternative car counts.
Correct.
I will say that during the night Saturday, Ryan, your chair was filled.
I know it was.
Jerry, that's a quick subject change going on here.
Brett was there. Sorry, we'll get back to it. But Brett was there, and he understands like our jokes. what we go through. Hey,
we're not.
I didn't force you to tell the jokes.
We're not politically correct enough.
Switch gear. What are we talking
about
now?
We're not politically correct enough.
What are we talking about now?
I'm confused.
You know,
you in the greenhouse Saturday.
What do you need to know, Ryan?
Greenhouse.
$5,000 to win stock car race that used IMC alternative rules that only had 28 cars.
I'm confused by all the different topics people
And if you dared race IMCA the night before, they were going to take that purse away from you. Don't you race IMCA, people.
Damn you.
You mean you're not supposed to?
No. Well, some people tell people that they can't.
Oh. I mean, I get a whole...
And people think that we're the bad sanction. And people think that we're the people that do stupid shit.
We're the mean guys.
Yeah, we're the big bad IMCA. We pick on people. Well, we really aren't. We just try to make the right decisions. And Boone's a good example.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great race. And that was kind of a culmination of Todd Van Eaton. Again, how that all went down. He's been asking for, since Super National last year, can we run a 5,000 to win stock car race at Boone? And I'm like, maybe, but I called up Lottie. We had the conversation. He's like, I really don't want to pay that much. You know how I feel about that. And Lottie's right. Generally speaking, the more you pay, it does not necessarily equate to more cars.
No.
You know, and in some instances, it's very evident it's not more cars. Spencer isn't one of them, for example. But, you know, those circumstances are a little different. So, you know, I called Lottie and he said, you know what? I said, we should do something. He wants to do something. And how about 2,500? How about half it? Can we do 2,500 win? And Lottie's like, yeah, I don't think that's, you know. And he said, you know, I don't want to do no entry fees. You know, again, people who don't know Lottie that well or talk to him well, they lose track of his approach. Yeah, he doesn't pay a ton of money, but he also doesn't charge a ton of money.
No.
He's not a guy that really endorses big entry fees. He's not a guy that really endorses really high inflated pit passes or grandstand admissions or any of that stuff. He tries to keep all that stuff what he thinks is affordable for the customers that are coming to Boone Speedway and watching and for the racers that are attending. So, you know, and at the end of the day, he always says, you know, we have to be able to make money at Boone Speedway so we can provide this type of facility. So, you know, and what he does seems to work. So it's hard to argue it, you know. So when he says, I don't want to pay $5,000 and we pay $2,500 instead, and he's okay with it, and we get 57 cars that show up. You know, we had a great turnout. You know, it was on a Saturday night. You know, we had some rainouts to the east in Iowa, so it,
it's still during a lot of people's weekly shows.
Right, exactly. So some people are staying home, and we get that, and we knew that. It'd be different if you do a midweek deal. And Spencer is a little different from that standpoint. They're racing on Monday nights. So you have those circumstances that come in play. So no two racetracks are the same. No two events are the same. But anyhow, we threw together a stock car race, had some great sponsors, you know, Fox Welding and Vermeer, along with Van Eaton Pork. And then we had the sponsor, Todd brought the sponsor along for the trophy, though. I think it was Wreckers and Checkers Bar in like Fontanelle, Iowa.
Yeah, never been there. That's his bar.
Oh,
well, that was probably one of the neatest trophies I've seen.
And then, Gettler.
Yeah, and then John Logue says, "Well, if one bar, if one bar is going to sponsor, the Adobe's going to throw some money at it." So
yeah, it was a good night. I personally, I mean, it was on IMC TV. Anybody could watch it. I personally would like to have seen a caution. I think a caution at Boone in particular, especially in stock car racing, it bunches them back up. Yeah. But I think the racetrack gets a little better under those circumstances too. I thought the place kind of has a tendency at time to get, you know, they go where it's fast.
Dominant.
And they stay and they kind of get lined up. It doesn't lock down, so to speak. You know, it's not like it's taking rubber.
They just find that spot. That spot becomes a spot where everything's quick.
And it seems that when you have a restart, you know, we saw it with Hobby Stocks that next race. You know, had a restart with like three to go, and Michael Smith passed, I think, on the very last corner of the last lap for the win and won by like 4 feet. So Boone is kind of known for that, but we needed those cautions. I couldn't do a Brian France caution, you know, throw a bolt out on the racetrack, but I thought about it. I was just going to throw Ryan out on her. Well, you weren't there. I'll throw Jerry out on a racetrack.
See that over there off the top of turn four? Yeah, there's a trailer out there. We better go caution for it.
I think it would have helped it. I don't know if anybody would have got past Caden at that point.
He was pretty stout that night.
I asked Jeff Mueller, who finished, I think, second. I asked him what he thought, and he said, even if we had had a caution, he said, I don't think I could have got past him under those circumstances. But it was a great race for second, and if you ask me. We had a pack of cars. So, anyhow.
You know, I think you guys started talking about...
enough about Boone. Let's talk about something else.
I think you started talking about, you know, doing a draw with a Busch Light and a Minor. I mean, what would happen if we did something like that at the Super Nationals with Moonshine or something like that? Would that create any issues?
I don't know. We'd have to probably find somebody who has some Moonshine available.
I got some.
I mean, we got a bottle right here.
If we had an expert we could call on to talk about the effect of Moonshine in the Super Nationals, that might be a way to go.
Which reminds me, if you're in Australia, what's the drinking age in Australia?
I don't know. We'd have to probably find somebody from Australia to talk to.
I know it's about 2 a.m. down there, so I would assume the bars are closed
down there.
So many questions.
Everybody's probably sleeping. If I was in Australia right now, I'd be sleeping. We need to find an expert analyst on Australia.
I wonder if we got anybody.
Do we?
He must be sleeping.
Caller?
Go ahead, caller.
Do you know it's 2 o'clock in the freaking morning down here when you guys are bullshitting?
He started to
wait. The phone didn't even ring.
What the hell?
God damn it, you were supposed to ring the phone.
Like, we had this plan.
Yeah, we had this prop. You ring the phone.
You were supposed to call in.
Ring, 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 ring. Yeah, do your ring.
Siri, what time is it in Australia right now?
It's 1:58 a.m. in Canberra.
Well, thank goodness you're not in Canberra.
What the? Does Siri actually talk Australian?
I got
Australian?
This way, Jerry.
Does Siri talk? Yes, she does. You can get her to talk that.
Talks like Wade?
Yeah. Exactly.
So what are you doing up at 2 o'clock in the morning, Wade?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Ryan. Just, you know.
Bar's not open over there.
Sydney wanted to be part of my favorite TV show apart from Howard Stern. And I just thought I would just tune in and... Jerry promised me that we would be doing this 2 hours ago.
Uh-oh.
Well,
we should know by now that Jerry doesn't follow through on his promises.
That was producer Nate. He forgot he had a contractor coming.
Jerry makes lots of promises he doesn't keep, Wade.
Yeah, you should know
that. I never promise anything.
Set the bar low when it comes to...
Exactly.
Set the bar low and no expectations.
Down here in the basement, if I happen to get to the first floor, I'm good.
18, by the way.
18.
The legal drinking age is 18.
18.
Wow. Well, maybe we move the Super Nationals to Australia.
No, we'd have a party. Caden Reynolds could drink a beer.
Yes, he could.
That's right.
After he won. Not
our beer is a little bit stronger than yours, by the way.
Like, what's the proof? Or what's the alcohol?
Alcohol.
Oh, I'd have to find. It's like a fridge I don't know, like 20 feet from me right now that I could probably try and find if I cared.
So if we ran an experiment.
It's not as strong as moonshine.
No.
Had you chug about 6 beers, Wade, we could see for ourselves the effect of it.
Well, I do happen to have a bottle of this with me that I noticed that Ryan has near him.
Yeah, we have one right out here.
Right in the middle of the table.
Ryan has his Dr. Pepper.
You know, do you know who I saw buying a bottle of methanol moonshine in Fairway in Boone?
Michael McConaughey.
Mama Ruth. I saw Brett. I bumped into Brett's mum, we call her, in Fairway. She was buying a couple of bottles.
M-U-M?
Yeah, mum.
Mum?
Was she going to make slushies? Yeah.
I call her Ma, and she's like, don't call me Ma. I'm like, oh, okay.
Don't call me Ma.
Okay, Ma.
You're my mom. Sound a bit like Marge.
She put on a good underwear.
Put on the good underwear. We're going out dancing.
Yeah, she had to buy a bottle. She had to make sure she'd get one. She knew that she couldn't trust me to give her one. I kept it.
Like, it's 2 a.m. That's about the time that the late models come out to hot lap at Super Nationals, isn't it?
They should be done by then.
Perhaps.
No, on Monday.
On Monday, they hot lap, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Sport Compact, the heat like... number 2 to staging. Sport Compact, heat number 2 to staging.
Yeah, no.
Hello to my friend Mitch Bielenberg, by the way. Remember him when he said to me, hey, I got a question for you. Have you ever, like, wrestled a crocodile or a kangaroo?
That was after he won the Sport Compact Championship.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, he was quite a character, old Mitchie.
And the answer is...
Yeah, have you ever wrestled? Have you wrestled a crocodile?
Yeah. Not a crocodile, but I did just only months before run... collide with a kangaroo in my road car. And believe it or not, the kangaroo flew over. She hit the hood, the windscreen, and then the roof went over the car. And I looked through the windscreen, and I'm like, what is that? Is that like a body part? And it was the Joey, the baby kangaroo, landed on the hood of my car. It was about this big. And I basically wrapped the thing up in my hoodie, drove it back to my boy's house, and they nursed it for a couple of months. And literally, they used to put it in like a pillowcase and hang it from the door handle. The thing would just pile in there and sleep like a little baby. And we took it to a sanctuary in the end. And I know he's a lot bigger.
That's crazy. We don't hit kangaroos in Iowa. We hit deer.
Yeah, but kangaroos are like deer.
Yeah.
And baby deer don't fly out of the big deer when you hit them, usually. They don't end
generally,
up on the hood.
Generally not.
Yeah, they don't usually end up on the hood.
Then we make sausage out of them. Then we make sausage out of them.
Or the windscreen.
Do you know what I was really thinking when you guys were bullshitting for 15 minutes while I was standing here at 1:45 in the morning? I was thinking,
somebody is
friends. How much I miss you clowns and the lunacy that is working with you guys. I thought, this is just the way I remembered it. Jerry talking over Ryan talking over Jerry, Brett trying to make sense of it, and Jim coming up with some intelligent conversation to try and split it all up. It's just as I remember.
You must be tired.
You must be sleeping, because three of those things are real. The fourth one is you may want to have another drink.
Jim is not on this show for the intelligent conversation, Wade.
No.
We call him it's the hatchet like... man.
Neither am I.
He's the gotcha.
Thanks, Rob.
He's the one that throws the softballs up. They're all trying to swing at. Watch out. Hit it. Anyhow. Or I throw them at him.
Wade.
Jerry?
Wade, are you there?
I'm just
Wait from Australia. You're on.
Yeah. Wade from Australia. Yeah, you're on. Go ahead, caller.
How are you guys? It's bloody cold down here. It's about, I think it was about 3 degrees Celsius today, which I think is about 35 in your temperature. It's not like too bad. We don't get anywhere near as cold as you get, but for us, this is winter. So I'm looking forward to, on July 20, getting back into the Iowa summer.
It'll only be like 97 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be in the 90s today. 92.
Yeah, 92 and 94 tomorrow. 93. And then back to
supposed to start warming up again
Friday.
So when are you coming back to Iowa? July 20th?
Yeah, July 20. So this is a funny story. You'll love this one, Brett. So I'm flying over there for the 20th, helping out at Knoxville until the Monday after Knoxville Nationals, which I think is like the 15th or something. Flying back to Australia to see Kiss with my four sons because I had bought Kiss tickets 3 years ago before the world went crazy. And then 2 days after the Kiss concert, I'm flying back specifically for Boone, Iowa for the IMCA Speedway Motors Super Nationals fueled by Casey's, just to see you, Brett.
Well, we could have planned this a little better, Wade. We probably could have tried to get Kiss to come to the Super Nationals.
Oh,
or and just saved
Kiss.
You the flight back.
We could have Mini Kiss
and bring
yeah.
your bring your kids yes. over. Yeah. I've seen Kiss in concert. That's so interesting because the very first concert I ever went to in my life, no shit, was Kiss at the Five Seasons Center in Cedar Rapids. I swear to God. I would have been like in like a sophomore in high school, maybe 88.
That would have been about the
late 80s. It's when they were
seventh or eighth.
I think they had
seventh
makeup
or eighth farewell tour
because they had a phase there where they had no makeup and no makeup. So are they wearing makeup now?
Yeah, they're kissing
back
in makeup.
Makeup,
boys, look. You're either committed or you're not, right, Brett?
Oh my Lord, you've got a kiss. Buddy. I'm not showing you any of my tattoos.
Dedicated fanboy.
I don't have any kiss tattoos.
No.
I saw him at the Iowa State Fair.
Is that a Gene Simmons? Is that Gene Simmons on your arm?
It is. So 50 hours flying time for you, Brett.
Look at that.
25 hours back. And then 25 hours back to you and the Boone Spoons.
Are you going
to
make it back in time for the prelude? When are you coming back?
Yeah.
Well, when am I coming back?
Yeah,
Brett?
when is the concert?
So it's the 23rd of August.
Oh,
we got
plenty of time.
You do know, Wade, the 24th of August, they're in Ames, Iowa.
That's the Hawkeyes, you dick. I know how that works.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw Kiss 27 years ago on their seventh farewell tour.
Yeah. I'm surprised you know who Kiss is, Jim.
They're not
coming. Remember what I said about intelligent conversation, Jim? You're letting me down.
Detroit Rock City.
He looks a little bit like Mr. Magoo, actually, when I look at him. Like that. Oh. That smile there.
Mr. Magoo. Oh,
well, we appreciate you coming back. We're excited to have you back at Super Nationals. You made that comment on our Facebook page on the private Super Nationals group, and we had like 1,000 likes and 100 comments, you know, which for...
Not sick of me yet, Brett, but it was only my first year, so I had a blast, mate. I was just showing you guys before we got started my new magazine called This Speedway Life, which we are... doing like a big 10-page feature on Super Nationals, but this is a really cool Byron Fichter shot. He's such a jet, man. Like, he's such a good photographer. I'm sure you guys already know that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's the end. So we're doing a 10-page feature, and the good news is we're making two different bottles of moonshine this year for methanol moonshine. We're making a modified one and a stock car one, plus a fan one as well. So we need to get that slushy machine cranking, Rudy, and make some fun stuff happen.
Hey, it's funny you say that. Look what I got.
Oh, that's exactly. That's how you make the slushies.
Look at
this. Oh, he's planning ahead.
Oh, son of a biscuit!
We'll be having it's an funny. Early lunch.
You know
today.
I have this stuff. So last year you guys were making this stuff in
did we leave that in the trailer?
You were making it in the tech trailer.
Yeah.
Right. And so you had the slushy machines in the tech trailer. This was left over and I still have it. It's here at the IMCA office. I don't really drink Hawaiian Punch in my spare time, you know, or I don't drink a lot of 7-Up either. I'm kind of a Mountain Dew and Coke guy. But the secret recipe.
That is the secret recipe.
Can I tell you where I bought that from?
Hy-Vee?
Fairway?
Casey's. Yeah. Our moonshine is fueled by Casey's.
It was a nightly trip to Casey's.
Yes, it was.
For Holly Mae.
I took his car, his rental car over there one night, and it was full of boxes of moonshine in it.
No.
Yeah. I could barely sit in the driver's seat of that thing.
Don't crash. You'd be like a...
IC only gets better with age.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of like Rockstar energy drink. Once it's expired about 2 years, it's better.
This 7-Up might have lost its fizz. I don't drink 7-Up because it says caffeine-free. I'm like, what's the
point? That'll be okay. It hasn't been
open. It hasn't been open.
Oh, it's good then.
It's when you break the seal.
What's the date on it? Is there a date on it?
Ooh, look at that.
Best Buy. This says May 18th, 2022.
Oh, it'll be okay. You just mix it with alcohol. Nobody will ever know.
It's open after that.
It hasn't been open.
Yeah, if it hasn't been open, it'll be all right. I mean, there's enough preservatives in there. It could go to like...
Whatever's in that is not going to kill you with a moonshine.
High C's like fine wine. It only gets better with age.
Yeah.
You know,
who's that guy again? Who's this guy with us again?
The one thing that me personally can really appreciate, we tried for years to get a third announcer that could work with Ryan and Jerry. Now, I don't know if this is a compliment or what this says about you, but you fit in. So take it for what it's worth right there.
Well,
everybody that's talking to me is asking if Wade is coming back.
I get the same things.
I'm under the impression that if Wade weren't going to come back or Wade wasn't going to come back, you and I just weren't going to go.
Yeah, I was just going to stay home.
I didn't think you were going to tell him, Brett.
Were we out?
are we gone? Wade,
it's good to have you back.
Thank you, Brett. I can't wait. I had such an incredible time. I just wrote a big story. I read it to Jerry on the way here.
It's a bedtime story.
For the magazine. And, just about my experience. Because everyone was saying to me the last few years, you've got to go to Boone. Man, you got to go to Boone. And I'm like, what is Boone? Like, what is – got to go to Super Nationals. Got to go to Super Nationals. Thank you for plugging the little Speedway Life. I appreciate that.
Heck, yeah.
And so, finally, Chris Krug for my race pass in the Knoxville Raceway. Hashtag, oh, my God, wait, she's so hot. It's what Krug says a lot of times when I show him a picture of an Australian girl. And he said, you got to go to Super Nationals. And so in the end, it just wore me down. I'm like, well, I've got to check this out. And then I heard there was 909 cars. And I was like, wow, 909 cars. I got to see this. And then Jerry took me for a bit of a look at the place. And that was when there was no cars there. Remember that? Jerry went there just one night, sat in that big oil rig turn one bleacher with the drone. And then I came back on... I think it was the week before, Jerry, wasn't it? Like the week before I checked it out.
Yeah, you came for a weekly show just for a little bit. You were like, you had to be somewhere like of importance or something, I think you said.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did.
You were going somewhere, so you stopped for a little bit. Then you went to the Iowa game. Then your internet slowed down.
Yeah. I had a near-death experience in Des Moines.
Really?
Really? How'd that happen? I don't remember that.
Don't you? So, you know, in those like Grand Theft Auto games and stuff like that, how there's people that get really aggressive on street corners. So there was some homeless people in Des Moines and I was getting out of my car and there was a man, very, very large man. Remember that guy that was like I think it was called Cheeseburger in The Longest Yard?
Yeah.
He was a lot like him and he took his shirt off and he started, beating the stuffing out of some poor defenseless person on the corner. And so I literally ran from my car to the restaurant thinking I was going to die. And he came straight up towards me and I thought, this would be big. Here we go. I'm not even going to get to see the Super Nationals. And I just literally brushed past him and he went the other side and I survived to tell the story. And I went to Brian Stickle's 60th birthday party that night.
That was in Des Moines that happened?
Yeah.
This was that's right, because you had to be back. Yeah, you had to go to that birthday party. So this all happened.
I never heard any follow-up when we
said I've always told Jared to keep his shirt on when he's out in public.
I did get pulled over by a policeman in, is it Carlisle?
Yep. Carlisle. Yeah, I'd never speed through Carlisle.
So, well, I wasn't. I couldn't work out why he pulled me over. Turns out I had the lights on like, park, not auto, right? So the front lights were on, but the back lights weren't.
Yeah.
And so the cop pulled me over and I thought, oh shit, this has been a really good day. And he comes to the window and I'm like, g'day. And he goes, sir, do you realize you haven't got your headlights on? And so he leans in and I go, oh sorry, it's not my car. He leans in, he just goes, turns on to A and bang, they come on. He goes, you got your license there? And I give him my license. He looks at it, he goes, oh, hell, I can't run that. Just drive carefully. Speaking, I think you want to do the paperwork.
Speaking of your license, though, Wade, when you left here, right before you left, the night before you left, you lost your wallet, didn't you? You lost your credit card. You lost your ID. When we went out to dinner in Altoona, did that ever? How did that?
Yeah, how did you impact ever come out
the rest
on that
of
deal?
Your trip getting home?
Really glad you brought that up, Jared.
You still don't have it back yet, huh? Did you fly illegally after that, or what?
No, I used my passport. That was fine. But yes, I did lose my wallet during a photo shoot with somebody that you know reasonably well. Brett, one of your hardworking IMCA officials, the best looking infield official that you have in IMCA at Super Nationals.
Best looking infield official.
Come on now. There was only one in really short shorts.
That's me, your wife.
Thank God. The only woman.
Dave Brin.
have to be your wife.
Randy Anderson.
Be Veronica.
Randy's daughter.
Randy's daughter.
Yeah. You know, I thought when you were telling that story about getting pulled over in Carlisle, I thought this was going to be like an old-time Junior Johnson deal. Wade's running moonshine through Carlisle.
there was no moonshine in the car.
In the trunk.
At that point, there was no moonshine in the car. So
he had it in the secret compartment.
It was a incredible. I have not stopped talking to people about my experience at Boone. I just cannot stop telling them. And I have some phenomenal videos of and I show all my buddies, Chubby Shaw. Remember how Chubby?
Oh, Chad.
Yeah. Chad Shaw.
From Trimble, Missouri.
Yeah. Chubby Shaw, Trimble, Missouri. And it's not we say goodbye, we come from. It's war at you. Is that how it goes? Something like that.
Something like that. He is goofy.
Well, that was close, wasn't it? I'm trying to find the video, Chubby. It was so good. I just had a blast. People were so friendly. The racing was phenomenal. I show everyone the five wide racing. I filmed like some of that modified stuff when they're five wide. I'm trying to find it now. And it blew my mind. I never thought there could be something as cool as that place. So you guys run one hell of a show.
Well, we do have a, you do have a, what would I say? Not a project, but you have to get something done this year at Super Nationals. If Ethan Dotson rolls up on the stage, you have to get him to say boom shakalaka. Because he was not about it.
Get him to talk.
Getting him to talk.
That's accomplishment enough.
It's like prying a conversation out of him. Same with Caden Reynolds.
And Jeff Eichy.
Yeah. Jeff Eichy's in.
Yeah.
You never get anything out of that guy.
He never talks.
Get Ethan to talk is kind of like getting Jerry not to talk.
Polar opposites.
Exactly.
Or like Jeff's open subway.
He's got all the one-liners.
I know he does. He's been practicing. He's been searching the internet for
intelligent things to say.
Look at this picture and tell me who the significant other belongs to.
So Wade is going to be there for the duration then.
He's there from Saturday to Saturday.
Be there all week.
8 days of Wade.
Yep.
We'll all be talking funny by the time he goes home.
This is the video that I have just about burned my friends down with, boys. This is about to be turn 3 and 4.
That's Hank and Rod.
Modifieds, right? I've got to hold this straight. This is what I tell them. I say, you watch this, watch this, watch this. They go 5 wide. And people just can't believe me until I show them. And 5 wide. Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better than that, boys. Like that. Ooh-wee, that is so cool.
Boone puts on good racing.
Yep.
Super Nationals is a great time. You guys all make it better. Wade, you have definitely brought an aspect to the event that I don't think we could ever create.
Have predicted?
Yeah.
What I liked about
it.
You're so authentic. People love you. You know, we love listening to you talk. We love your personality. We love your stories. I mean, everything about you. I mean,
I think what was neat was to get...
It's so good to have you. It's so good to have you a part of this event. It really is. We really, really appreciate you coming back because you sure don't have to. You know, you could stay in Australia and go to KISS concerts for a month.
Be a KISS groupie.
You could because they're there like for a month.
Yeah.
On their final farewell tour, it says.
Well, you said something about bringing, you know, a unique aspect. I work with a pair of aspects in the... Tower of Power. So I think that was the beauty of it.
First part, right?
Yeah, I think leave the specs out of it. You got it nailed.
It was so organic the way that it happened, though. That was a cool part. Like, Jerry and I got talking over a couple of moonshines in the hog barn at Knoxville Raceway. That and we're like, you know, so itself. You're going to come and have a go and have a look. And it just, there was no plan, was there, Jerry? I don't think really, other than just to have a bit of fun and see how it worked out. And then kind of just lobbed me at that Victory Lane area. And Jeff Ikey and those kind of people. Who was the guy that put me over the hood and almost had his way with
Regan,
me?
Regan Tafoya.
With the Outback.
Yeah, because it was Outback. You felt right at home. Regan so Tafoya. Apparently, right at home means you get laid on the hood of a car.
Australia's cool.
Yeah.
Like rooted. Like
yeah, you got rooted.
Here we go. Here we go.
And I need to explain that. So Brett has a very unique, very loved Australian last name because his name is actually a verb in Australia.
Is it like, so if we had to put it in an American verb, would it start with an F and end with a K?
So let's say there's a few boys gathering around together having a couple of beers. One of them will say, "Hey, did you get a root last night?"
Hey, you going to root right? tonight?
Jerry, yeah. Can I buy a vowel, please?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Is there a C?
I see what you did there.
I get asked a lot by Americans, "Who are you rooting for?" And I always go, no, I'm here by myself. So that's it.
There's not a lot of rooting.
That should give you an idea.
There's not a lot of rooting going in my house either. You can tell my wife I said that.
we'll bring her
I'm a little back. Bit, Brett, I'm a little bit scared of your wife. I think she's the badass of the family, to be quite honest with you.
She.
Oh, you don't. There's no thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I do my best to obey. Happy wife, happy life is what I always say.
Yeah. Brett wears the pants when she says he can.
Yes.
I get it.
Just do what you're told.
Yep. You go here, ride a bike, don't crash.
Correct.
So am I going to Marshalltown first, Jerry? What's the go there?
Are you can go wherever.
I need to come and see Marshalltown too, don't I?
Because they got rained out last year, I think, right?
Yeah, so we got rained out right before. So we'll have a... Yeah, you can go like night... What is it like?
You can go nine
nights within 50 miles of each other.
Yeah.
Brett, where do you live?
I live here in Vinton.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is, people think I live in Boone, or the office is in Boone, and it's not. You know,
Texas or something?
My wife is from Texas, yes, from Waco.
She was like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, wasn't she?
No, not quite. She wanted to be. Actually, well, she wanted to be a. If she
is in my eyes, mate.
If she were going to tell you this story, she'd say she wanted to be a. What is it? Houston? Cougar, was it? Houston was it the Cougar. Oilers?
Oh, Houston Oilers back. Yep.
But what are they now? The Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
No, the Houston.
The Houston Texans.
Texans. Yes. She wanted to be a Texans cheerleader because she was in love with the. She was bound and determined she was going to marry the quarterback. It was one of the cars.
Billy Sims?
No, you Derek guys are going Carr. Way back. She's not that old. Yeah, one of the cars. There's Derek Carr, and there's the other car that he was a quarterback for Houston.
Texans. I don't know,
but anyhow,
I don't know.
It didn't work out. She got stuck with me instead, Wade. So
I think it gives us all hope that she did that, Brett.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Wait, we got a saying over here in the United States. It's called out kicking the coverage.
Yes, we call it punching above your average. Yeah,
that would be me.
I don't care.
I don't care either. I can enjoy it.
I can't wait to come back. I'm very excited. I can't wait to get a steak sandwich. Best steak sandwiches in the world.
Brett's going to say something. Something's falling out of his
mouth. It was like this.
Mouth is open and nothing's falling out.
I could eat them every day. I don't think that's good for you, but and some people do.
Yeah, there's a lot of
some people eat 27 of them.
Yeah. We had Shane Davis was the gentleman's name. He's an announcer of ours, but he's also a former IMCA competitor, national champion, series champion. He came to the Super Nationals for years with his brother Wade, and they had a contest between him and his brother who could eat more steak sandwiches in the over the course of the event. And I think it was somewhere in the 30s. I thought Shane said he ate like 36 or 37 of them over the course of like 5 days or three days, whenever.
That would make him the man, the myth, and the legend of the bathroom.
Yeah, could you imagine eating that many of them? I like them. Like I might eat one a day, but I won't eat 30 plus of them. Can you imagine that? We should have a steak eating contest. That'd be kind of fun.
I thought there was a guy that when I was there that did 27 that week.
I believe it.
I can believe it.
I think that's all people eat, you know.
Yeah, they don't eat anything else. They just eat a steak sandwich.
Look what I did. Look who I went riding with during farming.
That's in a school bus, isn't it? Yeah, no, it's a water truck.
Yeah.
Is that a water truck? A school bus.
That's Ryan.
Oh, yeah, it's a school bus.
Yeah, it's Ryan. Look.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only time I'm allowed to get on a school bus these days, but.
Well, that one was a little long for you, wasn't it? You didn't lick the window, did you?
No.
Good.
What about Chubby?
Because if you did, Jim would have been jealous.
Look at this. This is one of my favorites. You know.
What happened to Chad's bumper?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
You know. Can I come back now? I'm ready now.
Yeah, get on the plane. All you gotta do is buy a ticket.
He's got his horn.
Look up the neighbors.
He's got props.
What is it now? It's only 2:26 in the morning, boys.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you had nothing better to do.
Clearly. Do you want to see my still?
Yeah, let's look at your still there.
This is where we make the moonshine. It's where we make the magic right here.
Well, in Australia, you make it in Spencer over here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Pretty cool, huh?
It is.
That's Stanley.
Stanley the
looks
still.
A little something like Ryan might dance around.
What the hell does that mean?
Stanley the still.
Stanley the still.
Stanley the still.
Stan still.
Yeah. What about when we went to Steers? That was a pretty funny story too, Ryan. Remember that?
Went to the big steer?
Yeah, I remember.
That was the day after Wade lost his wallet.
Yeah, we ate.
Yeah.
I remember that. What's funny about that?
My poor friend Kagan made up that funny joke about the name of the place.
Yeah.
In the group chat.
He did, yeah. He came across a little uninformed, uneducated.
I think he was, yeah. Okay. I don't think he knew.
It's all right.
It's okay. It's all right. All right. Are you going to go to bed
now? I went to the Hawkeyes game on the first day, Brett. Brett, can you come to the Hawkeyes game with me, Brett, and then we can get to the first day late of Super Nationals. What do you think?
Where do they play this year? Are they in Ames or are they in Iowa City?
No, he's talking the Prelude Saturday.
Oh. Yeah, I've been to one Hawkeyes game in my life. I went when I was in like high school and I haven't been back. I've never been a real big Hawkeye fan, even though I live in Eastern Iowa. I went to UNI, which is Northern Iowa. I'm a Panther fan, generally speaking. Never really been an Iowa Hawkeye fan. I went to, coincidentally enough, I went to UNI when Kurt Warner was there. We were the same age. He graduated Marion.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
He wasn't an Iowa quarterback, I'll tell you that.
You do anything after Hy-Vee?
After Hy-V.
He worked
at Hy-V. He was a bagger.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because then he went to play for the Iowa Barnstormers.
Yes. Yep. Yes, and he was overseas, and then somehow next thing you know, he's a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Him and Peyton Manning went to Cedar Falls Hy-V. What was it, like a year ago when the movie came out?
A few months ago.
6 months ago. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, he showed up to the Cedar Falls Hy-V with Peyton Manning, I think, is what they did. Just showed up and, yeah.
Bought some oranges.
I bet he didn't marry a cheerleader from Texas, though.
Probably not.
That's right. And he doesn't get a root every time he's home.
He doesn't. Iowa game. Why are you going to the Iowa game? You just like
they are home on September 3rd.
Yeah, you're a Hawkeye fan from Australia.
Mm-hmm. It's the Jackrabbits.
Why the Hawkeyes?
You know why, Brett? I'll tell you why I'm a Hawkeyes fan. Because a friend showed me a couple years ago The Wave on YouTube. And I'd never been able to be in Iowa long enough to go and see one of their games. And so my friend Kagan and Lucas, they took me to see the Indiana game, and we won. And, of course, the Aussie is a punter. Like, the punter is a Tory Taylor. So I've got a real connection with that. And then they did the wave thing to the Children's Hospital. I thought, man. And when the Cyclones fans come up to me and they go, oh, man, why aren't you a Cyclones fan? I go, have you got a Children's Hospital that you wave to at like, first quarter? They go, no. And I go, drop the mic.
Yeah. And they don't have an Aussie kicker.
That's right.
I don't know if you know this, Wade, but Wave on Wave, the song that they played for quite a while, they're playing it anymore, but the song that they played for that, for the Wave at the Iowa Hawkeye Stadium is sang by Pat Green. He is from Waco, Texas, where my wife is from, and that particular song, to be quite honest, is a song that's very sentimental to me and my wife. That song came out the year we met, so it was kind of our song as well. So it's kind of weird that you bring that all that up because, you know, if my wife was here, she'd back me up on this one. There's something she won't back me up on.
It's a good song, but they are better at a place.
She'll hang me out on certain things.
You know what we could do? I tell you what, Jerry.
What? Go ahead, Colin.
There's a wide open opportunity here for us, a wide open receiver here. In maybe on one of those jump starts instead of tiptoe through the troops.
Wow,
he's better at that than you are.
I know.
We could play that song for Brett, and I bet the IMCA trailer would be rocking on that restart because I reckon if he couldn't get a little rooting bit of that something,
rooting.
Something
if he couldn't get that song, then.
I couldn't get rooted. I'll just play that song.
He's not going to talk to me when I get there. You know that. She's not going to talk to me.
Yeah, she will.
She doesn't watch cool. these episodes, so you're okay with that. Well, yeah, she watches none of this.
She might if somebody tags her. It's appropriate.
This is called an episode, really, isn't it?
If she watches this, she might tell Brett to go root himself.
Yes, it could turn into a situation. I think she has to watch this episode to tell him that anyway.
I like that. That could be our new Facebook response. Go root yourself.
Go root yourself.
Oh,
oh God.
Get rooted.
Get rooted.
Tag Brett.
Hey, I saw you were tagged in some posts. Did you?
Occasionally.
Did you? Because you said you delete them people.
It depends on the circumstances. You know, I mean,
it was the exchange rate, the currency and exchange rate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like to have fun with some of that stuff. People want to, you know, it just goes different directions. I try to find humor in some of the things. I'm sarcastic in some aspects, but I mean, the situations are what they are. That situation could be in what I would consider to be Jim's box of bad ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, refusing a shot claim, refusing an engine claim from a rule standpoint fits right in the box of bad ideas. I don't think it's a wise thing to do, but that's just my opinion.
The thing about these claim rules, we just kind of sprung it on people.
Surprise.
We probably should have done a better job, you know, saying that we do have a claim rule because, like I said, I just don't think a lot of people have known that rule has been in effect for 90 goddamn years, but we'll do a better job letting people know.
It's like we had that conversation with somebody at Park Jefferson, Jim, when does it become our responsibility for you to read the rule book?
Correct. Don't act like it's, I mean, these people act like it's the biggest surprise ever. You know what I mean?
The biggest surprise ever to me was there was Hawaiian Punch and 7-Up here this morning.
I wouldn't say that the claim really surprises anybody. Most people know it's there, even if they don't like it. They know it's there. They just don't like it applied to them. And when it is, that's usually when the conversations start.
Maybe we talked about it. I mean, it stems from horse racing.
It does. Yeah, we talked about it a few episodes
Kentucky
back.
Derby winner.
Is Wade still with us? Do they have claim rules in Australia and anything?
I just had an epiphany.
A batiffany?
I just realized, Brett, that if I count your beautiful wife and you, you are my second favorite root of all time.
Well, thank you.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is there is, and Wade and I have talked about this, there's modifieds in Australia.
It's like an Australian.
It's AMCA or something, isn't it?
Australian Motor. AMCA.
Contest Association.
Yeah. We don't have anything to do with that.
350 Chevs. They did have an engine claim rule, Brett. I'm not sure if they still do or not, but I know that that was the whole idea behind it, was that you could claim an engine for a certain price and keep everybody from cheating. And I'm not sure how that worked out in the end, but yeah, we have AMCA.
Yeah, many years ago. It's been a while. I don't know who the gentleman was, communicated to me. It was probably 20 years ago now, about their rules really did kind of mirror many of our rules in our modified division. Yeah. So, but that's about the extent of the conversations I've had with anybody about claiming or even IMCA or AMCA in Australia. I've always wanted to go to Australia. I think I told you this, or we talked about it at Boone last year. I was asking Wade like where he lives and where to go, things like that, because it's surrounded by water. It's a big country. It's like an island. It's like a big island, right? Isn't Australia
pretty well what it is, Brett? It's an island,
right?
But
and generally they're surrounded by water.
I can't wait for you to come down here so I can introduce my friend Brett Root. I cannot wait to say, this is my buddy Brett Root.
Okay. I'm
going to
be the most popular guy in Australia.
That right there. The look on your face when Jim was like, yeah, you normally an island is sound. That's an island. And the look on your face was like, huh?
I've always wanted to go to Australia, but it's like a 25-hour flight or some stupid thing.
That's like, a guy might fly like almost 75 hours.
Yeah.
Just to come like to a race in Iowa.
25 hours.
Yeah, but when you add
them
up.
A long time in an airplane.
And you had to quarantine for a couple of weeks after you got back home. Or didn't
that
even
was
make
fun.
It back home last year.
Man, I tell you what.
He
two,
might have
two
to
weeks
quarantine here too when he gets over.
2 weeks in that motel room. My room looked like I'd been caving. Like there were stalactites on the roof. I was a pretty busy guy. Let's just put it that way. Just getting all the work done when I came back. But The one other word that we have that's very different to yours regarding footwear, boys. So something that you wear on your feet in Australia is called a thong, right?
We call them flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Yeah.
When I was growing up,
we call them thongs.
Yeah, they were thongs over here when I remember. Sometimes
people still call them that once in a while.
It really gives a new meaning to foot up your ass.
Nice. I took a tour group of 28 Australians across America in 1995, and we went to the Sandwich Construction Factory in Charlotte, North Carolina, and my entire tour group was made up of mostly middle-aged men who'd never been away from their wives, and we all to the girl, I reckon probably, maybe she was 20. You still hear me okay?
Yeah, now we got you.
Yeah, we got you cut out for a second.
Okay. So we went, there's like 28 middle-aged Australian men, and we all roll up to the front door, and the girl is about 20. She goes, hi, welcome to the Sandwich Construction Factory. And one of the guys from behind me leans up and says, hey, darling, is it all right if we're all wearing thongs? And the poor girl, the look on it, because I got to say, it wasn't a tour of George Clooney's. Like, she wasn't looking out there going, God, they're hot. It was like literally middle-aged Aussie men in like wife beaters and, board shorts and sandals. And I said, it's okay, darling. He means flip-flops. Frightening moment.
You'll have that at these here bigger events.
I was picturing the thong thing.
You were
anyway.
Picturing the
sorry, you lost.
You were picturing the middle-aged men in the thongs.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The banana hammocks.
Yeah.
They're all wearing banana hammocks.
Wow. When are you coming, boys? You need to come to Australia. Like, let's get serious.
Do you have an outback in Australia? Happen.
When What's it's that? Warm.
Do you have any outbacks in Australia?
When it's warm, that's when it's summertime when it's cold here. So that's right. When we would go.
Yes. You need to come to Australia in January.
Oh, that'd be a blast.
That's the perfect time to go.
Come hang with me in the distillery here with Stanley. Ryan can dance around it.
Stanley the Still.
Can we bring Nigel?
That sold me.
That is exactly how Ryan dances.
It is.
He He must have seen you somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't realize there were videos.
I didn't know he was a basics. Yeah.
So we're going to have an IMCA field trip.
Yay!
To the Moonshine Distillery.
Yeah. We need to
January.
Do it.
If we're going to endorse it, we better need to check it out.
You need to come for Australia Day. Australia Day is like late January. We have a big race called the Classic. And I've heard of it's fantastic. We need to do it. You guys need to come down here. We need to.
That'd be fun.
We need to do it. You'll get lots of roots down here, boys.
I'm not touching that one.
Well, I know we could get two.
Well, you could say
Virginia.
You could say you brought.
Yeah, my wife
you
would
say you brought your own roots.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure my wife would. Yeah, exactly. My wife would not let me go by myself, especially with the last name of Root.
I'm not letting you come by yourself.
We brought our own.
You're not coming by yourself anyway. Either she comes or you don't.
Shit.
Which is probably the way it is, right?
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. That's how it goes.
This is turned upside down.
2 months. Jerry.
I'm her wingman, or she's my wingman. 2:40. Oh, 2:40
a.m.
Yeah, we should probably let Wade go.
Yeah, all right, Wade.
He needs the sleep, I think.
Yes, I think he's starting to
border on
delusional. I'm too scared what you're going to say when I'm gone.
Oh, well, then just tune in and watch it. It's on any podcast. Look at this. Hang on a minute.
That's how he goes to sleep.
Yes. Rock-a-bye, baby. You okay? pound your chest a little bit.
Need some Hawaiian punch and some 7-Up.
Wow.
Hey, Marge!
Uh-oh.
Oh, Nigel. Nigel's here.
Look, see? Here's the bar, see?
You've got a bar there, too?
Yeah.
Is this the basement
of your house or what?
This is our business. This is where we have our own front of house. So, yeah, we got a proper bar and...
I don't give what anybody says.
Cool. You like it here. Let's make this trip happen in January.
Jim ever will have. Yeah. He doesn't even need no green screen. He just got the cool shit right there.
It beats the Maui IMCA office. Yes. For sure. Yeah.
All I know is Wade took a swig of the moonshine and it left him speechless. Jerry, do me a favor, start chugging that damn bottle.
No, you keep the seal on it. It's a commemorative bottle. So you got to buy two bottles this year. I'm modifying the stock car one.
Yeah, so we just started to do one of each, right?
Yeah, and very then cool. each of the 30 IMCA stock car.
They'll get their qualifying bottle.
They'll get a qualifying bottle just like the mods did last year.
We are actually going to do driver introductions for stock cars this year, specifically because of this situation as well. Because
look what you've done, Wade.
How else do you give a guy a custom methanol moonshine bottle? You know, you can't just give it to him, you know. You got to give it to him right.
You have to present it to him.
Absolutely. It should be presented to him.
Here's your bottle, sir.
And we'll do that on the stage. So we're changing Saturday's format up just a little bit so we can accommodate that extra time. But it's going to be – I'm looking forward to it.
Caden Reynolds makes a big dance. He's got to bring a parent or a guardian.
We'll give him some
bottle. No, he should have – he'll be able to drink then, he said.
We'll give him 7-Up. We'll give him the bottle of 7-Up.
We'll give him a virgin slushy.
Yeah, we'll give him some Hawaiian punch from Casey's.
So. Oh, yeah, Casey's. Mm-hmm. The Bear Claws. You guys were talking about donuts before. The Bear Claws at Casey's. Oh, my God.
Bear Claws.
So good.
Bear Claws.
Caden will be 21 on the 18th of August, so he'll have plenty of time.
Oh, his birthday's the day after mine.
But many years after.
Speaking of birthdays, hey, Wade, did you know that today is Jim's birthday?
What?
Is it today?
It's today. Today is Jim's birthday. Yes.
Nigel better keep Marjorie at home because I know what's going to happen.
Odometer 61.
Holy shit.
Oldometer.
Oldometer. I apologize, Jim. You're just old and cranky. I thought it was your personality.
Now we know.
God. Happy birthday. What do you call him? Mr. Magoo?
Mr. Magoo is what he called him.
Mr. Magoo is 61 today. Happy birthday, Mr. Magoo.
We were at Park Jefferson the other week or two ago, whatever that was, Jerry. Yep. And I had a guy come up. I was telling somebody driver's meeting, whatever, you know. And I had a guy come up to me. Oh, your older brother just told me about the driver's meeting. I go, what the hell are you talking about? He goes, the guy over there, your older brother. I go, you're half right. He's older, but he's not my brother. And at that moment, though, Jerry, I felt sad because it hit me what Jason Van Sickle must go through on a daily basis being called your brother.
Hey,
poor guy. And it really did choke me up. I mean, I've got
He enjoys being my brother. Because the story of it is my mother said the last child she had was going to be her only daughter. And then my brother came out. So it's always a running joke that he's my little sister.
So he's the youngest, huh?
Yes, he is. He is the last.
It's you, then Jamie, then Jason.
God, I love that woman's optimism to continue after Jerry.
No kidding, especially.
Yeah.
If that was the first one that came out.
My mother is strong. My mother is strong-willed, and she's...
I think Jerry touched on it earlier in the podcast when he talked about the bar being set very low.
Oh, duh. I think a hole to set the bar for the one I'm going to try to get above.
Can we get that little kid that played the guitar to play the national anthem again this year? And can we please have Miss Emily? Because my goodness, that girl has the voice of an angel.
She'll be there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, she'll be there.
Yeah.
Who was the kid who did the guitar?
He's from Eastern Iowa, I think.
Aren't you in charge of this stuff, Jerry?
Yeah, I got to get that out there. I got. It's not too.
That must have been a double slushy day. I don't remember that.
Yeah,
you sure that was the kid with the guitar?
That wasn't like Mini Kiss, Jerry.
No, it was not Mini Kiss. Okay, but he did it.
And can we make sure that the cranky guy is there in the VIP suite every night as well?
Jim is required to be there.
Yeah, well, I think he was talking about Paul.
Is he talking about Vetter?
Yeah, Vetter. Yeah,
cranky guy.
He's a pretty cranky guy.
At least he's not opinionated.
Oh, that's the best.
Well, Paul's not happy unless he ain't happy. Hi, Paul.
I think Paul. He watches this too.
I bet he does. Yeah, he does.
Paul's, actually, he's Paul's in the. Hey, Paul, come on in.
Yeah. In the office.
He's going to put up with 8 days in a row of you guys. He ain't watching a podcast for you.
Paul from Fresno, you're up.
Yeah.
What is this? I can shit do that I'm one. Watching. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, yeah, this is Paul from Fresno. Could you just shut the hell up?
Go, Paulie, go.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So, Wade, you're going to bring your cast of characters. What was the guy from Mississippi?
Mike.
Mike from Mississippi.
Mike from Mississippi.
And there was Denver from Colorado.
Yeah.
Denver from Houston from, was it Dallas from Dallas?
Dallas from Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas from Dallas.
Who was from San Francisco?
Jerry from Urbandale.
Yeah, what was the guy's name from San Francisco?
Allie.
Alan?
Wasn't it Sally?
No.
Sally.
It wasn't Sally.
No, it was.
I don't remember who it was.
He was from San Francisco and had an accent.
He had a lisp.
Yes, he had a lisp. That's what it was. He had a lisp.
You're going to cross that line again, Wade.
He is. We're going to have Nate edit some of this if we aren't careful.
Can we make sure as well that Ryan judges the beauty contest again this year? Because that is one of life's beautiful ironies.
Were you at the beauty contest last year?
He was.
I was on stage for a little while.
Oh, that's right.
And then I just, for some reason, completely lost interest.
Welcome to the stage, Ryan.
Ryan Clark.
Yeah, I was a judge, I think.
Put your hands together. Give him the clap.
Oh, gosh.
Happy birthday, Mr. Magoo.
Appreciate it. Jim.
All right, Wade. Thanks again, Wade. Get to bed. Get some sleep. We'll see you back. We'll see you in September. Isn't there a song? See you in September. 48.
Yep.
It's 2:48.
On Thursday.
Do I have to sleep in the same apartment as Jerry again this year, Brett?
You stayed with Jerry?
We shacked up at the Airbnb. The haunted Airbnb.
He shifted the guy out that I was staying with and put the number in, and then he scared the shit out of me because the place was haunted, and he got in there first and snuck in with the lights out, and I came in, and he's like, bleh!
What did he do? He,
so anyway.
He
so,
rooted the guy out. Yeah,
So I don't know where it started, but Wade's like, he goes, this place is haunted, and I go, what are you talking about? He says, there's ghosts where we're staying. I said, there's no ghost in here. So this is like on Tuesday or something. So like Thursday or Friday, somewhere he disappears into the weeds, and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So then I get back to where we're staying, and the door's locked. Usually it's whoever gets there first, leave the door unlocked, the other one comes in. So the door's locked. I'm like, oh, shoot. So I all of a sudden go in, jump on the bed, make sure he's not in there, don't hear any gasp or anything. And I'm like, oh, man, I know what I'm doing. So I just laid there, was looking through Facebook and stuff. All of a sudden I hear the key go in the door, and I'm like, pulled the covers up over my head and waited for him. And he literally, because you had to walk by the bed I was in to get to where he was at, and I just heard him. He's just like, you know, he's got his phone in his hand. And I go, ah, and freaking jumps up. Phone goes in the other room. You son of a. And I go, what? I go, it's haunted. That wasn't me. I was here sleeping. Oh, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. That kind of sounds like Jerry's MO. Sneaks in the bed with the lights off and scares the shit out of people.
Well, you know, that's the only way I'm getting. Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, Jim, but like you, that's his the only way I'm getting the action in bed.
Oh, shoot.
All right, Wade, go to sleep. We'll see you in September.
Can't wait to see you guys. And I just got one, two words for you, Rudy. Business class.
Business class. Oh, on the flight over?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
we should fly when we come over as a business
class. Take it out of Jerry's pay. You'll be right.
Perfect.
He might be in the baggage compartment.
Into January.
He might be walking across the ocean.
Can you walk to an island?
Next time we have you on the podcast, we'll switch time zones. We'll come on at 2 in the morning, and we'll have you on
at
10, 10:30, 11 o'clock, whatever.
Yeah. Brett might be in the middle of a route.
Perhaps. Depends on the night.
Podcast.
Hello, Mrs. Root. Can't wait to see you. Catch you guys later, eh?
All right. See you, Wade.
Thanks, Wade.
See you, Wade.
Good night. Boon shakalaka.
Boon shakalaka.
Never a dull moment.
No, there's never a dull moment.
He is so fun. Oh, he is so cool.
He's got a great personality.
I don't know how.
What a super guy.
Well, I know how we found him. I know how I found him.
I still can't believe you're responsible for that. I mean, you usually root everything up.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I mean, seriously, if you want something rooted up, just to call Jerry.
Call Jerry.
But yeah. you brought Wade to us, and I'm telling you, it has been fantastic from the first second. It really has been.
See, that he's was a, such you a know super we've guy. Talked. You know, Ryan and I've talked about it. It's you know, it's hard to find that third dynamic that you can, you know, roll with the punches and just knows how it. You know, because it is. You know, when it comes to Supernationals, it's like everything.
He's
it's
like the meat between the two timed, pieces of bread. He just fits right in there.
He's like the mayonnaise. Yep.
No, you know that
almost makes up for all the other things you rooted up.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, I wake up.
Obviously, every even a blind squirrel finds a nut. That's apparently Wade is the nut.
Wade is the nut that I'm the squirrel.
Well, no, it was nice. It's nice for him to stay up. It's nice for him to stay up and be on the podcast because I know there's a lot of people going to enjoy listening to him talk.
Oh yeah,
you know, we'll throw it up on our Facebook page on our group for the Supernationals too, as
and
well.
That is one
and
of
remind
the most
everybody
questions.
Too that's listening that if you've listened for this long, the IMCA Supernationals private Facebook group is you know invitation if you in, you know want
you
want
can invite a friend.
Yes, if you want to, you if we'll let you in if you want to be let in to that, and you know a lot of fun conversations and things about the event get posted there before and during and after. So,
but the first time you root up, you're out of there.
Yeah,
your first root up.
Well, you might get a talking to there after your first rooting. The second rooting is.
Well, we've talked for an hour.
It's been an hour.
How long's it been, Nate?
Nate.
Oh, yeah, so we're 55. You want to talk for another 5 minutes?
We can figure out something.
Real quick.
People probably don't want to listen to this
stuff anymore. Coming up at Heart of Texas Speedway, and where's that at, Brett?
Waco.
There you go. The first and the second, the Baby Blue Hardcore Memorial Race, 5,000 to win stock cars.
That's a big race down there, too.
Great event.
It's for you know the individuals behind that whole situation are good people and the circumstances.
Very good people.
Yes. I usually go down there for the third, for the fourth in this time of the year, but we're not going to go down this year, unfortunately. Sometimes I go down Memorial Day weekend, didn't go down this year. Sometimes I go down the fourth. I'm not going down. It's interesting because in Waco right now, McLennan County, I think that's what it's McLennan.
Something like that.
Yeah, my wife was talking about last night. They have outlawed all of the discharge of fireworks.
It's so dry down
because
there.
It's so dry. They've got no rain, yeah. And they not only outlawed that, like a 1 or 2 days ago, because of that. Now they've outlawed the sale of fireworks down there, which is, she said, has got people pretty worked up down there. But you know, so I don't know. I assume that might impact the. Waco has a huge fireworks show during the races during the 4th. It's one of my memories of all the times I've been to the Wake down to Heart of Texas Speedway. Gene Adamczyk, when he was alive, said, hey, you want to come out when we shoot fireworks? And I'm like, what do you mean come out? He goes, well, come out with me out there. I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, they turn the lights off, they're racing, they turn the lights off, stop the races, turn the lights off, and do the fireworks show at like right when it gets dark. It's like 10 or 11 o'clock. Yeah. Like normal fireworks shows. And we went out, and we went out around the property and out in the backfield where they just had this giant trailer full of fireworks and a guy with all the triggers. I've never seen that done before.
That's all computered.
It was pretty cool.
You can buy them.
It was really cool. I was so appreciative of Gene inviting me out there to see something like that because I kind of like that kind of crap. You know what I mean? It's just interesting to me and to see how that stuff works.
You need to take a lighter and run like hell after you.
But it's unfortunate.
Back it up, Terry. Back it up, Terry.
They've got a big race down there, an annual race now for them, 5,000 win stock cars, and I'm sure there'll be a pretty decent turnout.
And just so Marcus knows, we will be checking carburetors at that event.
Okay.
Marcus knows the story on that one.
Yes, he does. But we got the holidays.
I mean, you know, like right now, I mean, we're doing this on a Wednesday. The Madness Tour has been happening
We have three nights of the Madness
Tour. It's been some great car counts up there. Yep. You know, started at Worthington, went to Spencer.
33 mods a night.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a great, you know, if you look at this right now, usually Nate puts this out about 6 o'clock. You still got time to.
So we got a couple more nights.
Harlan, Stewart tomorrow night.
Harlan, you talked about it a couple podcasts ago, made the racetrack shorter. And then Stewart, you know, which is always, you know, it's a little, one of the smallest racetracks I think we sanction besides Ventura. So good racing the next couple of nights, I'm sure. I think, Jim, you're going to go hang out over there, aren't you, Jim?
I'll be at both of them.
I think, Algona, don't they have a Sport Mod special tomorrow night also? I thought I'd seen that on Facebook, 1,000 to win Sport Mods.
1,000 Sport Mods at Algona, too, as well.
Yeah, then they got 1,000 to win Sport
Mods. And then we get into the 4th, and we get all the holiday racing. You know, next week, we got the Denny Osborne Memorial and Independence on the 6th, which is a Wednesday. And then the weekend after that, the Dakota Tour starts. We kick right up with that tour.
Look at all that stuff.
Yeah, lots of racing to watch on IMCA.TV. But you know, John Gardner emailed me just this morning and said, "Hey, you know, we're going to issue a $10,000 point fund like we did last year. I think it was $6,500 to the mods and $3,500 to the stock cars. His entries sound pretty good. Sound like things are going good up there. So we anticipate a pretty decent turnout of cars, given the circumstances. Obviously, with travel costs and everything these days, at what are probably record highs for our competitors. So these tours, like the Madness Tour, the Dakota Tour, and even people traveling to Super Nationals. You know, when you've got $5+ a gallon, you know, record prices for fuel, you know, it has everybody in the promotion business, racetracks, you know, anybody sponsoring, you know, it has everybody's attention, you know, because we know the impact it has on the racers. It is definitely impacting things, you know.
Well, they just wrapped up the Wild West Tour out in Oregon. They had very, very good car counts out there. I think, Bryson James won the modified.
Yep.
Tour Championship, yep. And speaking of Oregon, Southern Oregon Speedway coming up. It's not going to pay $7,000 to win. $7,007 to win the modifieds. IMCA modifieds coming up, this week, I believe. Southern Oregon Speedway.
And we've talked about that area, too, on our previous podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got some very stout competitors up there, you know, that come. You know, they've came down to the duel and places like that. When we sanctioned the duel, they came down to the duel and have done well, or they come to some of the California stuff, the speed weeks down there, or they come to Super Nationals and qualify.
They just come out and race weekly here. I mean, we've got a handful of Oregon racers, you know, just racing the Midwest now. Shane Mills.
I was going to ask you about the hobby stock driver that's leading the Midwest Madness Tour. Have you heard of him? Zach Tate? From Casa Grande, Arizona. Is he racing here in the Midwest, or did he travel?
I would say he traveled. That's the first
time. I remember the Midwest Madness hobby stock.
I remember announcing his name during the Winter Nationals down in Yuma, but I know there's a handful of them from Arizona that pulled up just for this. There's guys from California that came out just for this.
Might have come with a group.
It's crazy because, you know, you have some of those guys that are transplants or they come out here for the just for the racing season.
You take a kid like California. Kayla Lopez that said, you know, still
You don't know.
It's in Marshalltown.
Right. It says they're from California, or it says they're from Arizona. Have they relocated? Are they
from there or not?
Yeah. You know, we've got some guys that have relocated to Texas from California that, you know, that I see their name on Facebook and I'm like, why is he in Texas? Well, they packed up and moved.
Well,
you know?
I mean,
we don't really know the stories.
Even in the office, in the office here, when you're entering points, it's like, is this guy the right guy? Is this person really racing over here?
Well, it's like, you know, take somebody like Matt Ruff and the Spanglers. I mean, they work together. They work and travel together.
Yeah.
Well, Matt's
racing in Boone on Saturday night.
He's racing in Boone because he builds industrial greenhouses.
And they're working over by Ames.
They've got a contract in Ames that they'll be here for a couple of years doing.
Yep.
So, I mean, he was like, hey, I need some help.
The Scooby-Doo car, which is also a real cool story.
Mr. Machine 5.
You know, what leads them to there? And again, back to say what you want about IMCA, whether you agree with all our rules, none of our rules, some of our rules, whatever it is, the bottom line is when the rules are consistent like that and the same in every racetrack, in every region, guys can load up cars and travel 5 or 6 states and not worry about not being competitive, not worry about having to buy new components, buy different tires, you know, take sail panels on or off, change transmissions, all the weird things that can go on, change carburetors. You know, they just bring their equipment and they come over racing. They're competitive. Like the Ruff kid, I mean, he was started on the front row of the sport.
And I tell you, you know, when Matt gets in, because he's won, you know,
racing Boone on Saturday.
Won a handful of races in Colorado before they moved out here. So, I mean, you know, I think once he gets the place figured out, he's going to be a contender.
So they not only can travel like that, even it's, you know, when you got $5+ diesel, again, I'm going to say it again, it confuses us a little bit because it's more expensive than ever to travel. But they can do so. Not only can they travel and race, they can take their race car, and if they decide they're going to sell it and get a different one or just, you know, they have kids. We see a lot of racers in and out of the sport for whatever reason. That equipment is able to be transferred across state lines to other people where they can buy it and use it.
It's not like bootlegging. You can take it across state lines.
Right. It's not like putting it in your trunk.
Like I said, with IMC's rules, there's really no other true alternative to them.
No.
Nope.
That's Jim's word for this podcast, alternative.
Most of them, I think it is. That's his word.
Yeah. That word makes us laugh.
And before we go, the Super Nationals.
It doesn't make Ryan laugh as much as it makes me and Jim laugh.
What's that?
Change subject.
Alternative. I'm not changing the subject. I want to make sure this gets out there. The Super Nationals registration is going to open soon.
Soon. How soon?
We talked about doing
camping
it tomorrow.
Camping
has opened. We talked about doing the registration tomorrow. We just got to make sure we got everything correct. Because once we start that process,
now when you
it's
say tomorrow, somebody could be watching this like on the 3rd of July.
Are we still shooting for Thursday? If we don't do it Thursday.
Today is June 29th. It's Wednesday, June 29th.
So you're thinking if...
Tomorrow, which would be June 30th.
30th.
It'd be more than likely...
Not like July 1st.
Right. More than likely. Well, we talked about July 1st, but that, you know, that date doesn't fall in a... It doesn't fall
it's
in
not user-friendly for the one confirming the entries, which would be me.
Correct.
It's a hassle.
It's a Friday.
It's a process.
You don't want to work that hard on Friday?
Entries,
into the weekend. Yeah. I like to get people confirmed as they enter, and I don't want to start that Friday and leave people waiting until Tuesday when we come back to the office.
Yeah, with the holiday.
When we're going to be already busy from the weekend. Yep. But
so we're going to try to get it open tomorrow, which is going to be the 30th of June.
June 30th.
It's about the same time we opened it last year.
Yeah,
it's right around the 1st of July. Yeah,
it's always at end of June, 1st of July.
But the process for that, I mean, you need to be a member.
Yep.
You need to be a licensed member before you can register for the event, and you need to be registered for the event before you can reserve a pit stall.
Correct. So it's a process. Yep.
So make sure you do those things
in
that order.
That's all through my race.
The Super Nationals is a Super Nationals, whatever you call it.
You'll put all the links and stuff.
Event tab. Yeah. Just go
who's your pick for our first entry in the Super Nationals, Ryan?
Last year it was Travis Berger. I don't know why I remember that.
Can he repeat?
Can you repeat as the first entry?
Yeah.
Why couldn't
you? He repeat? Win the title 2 years in a row?
He could, I suppose. I suppose.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We've had a lot of people say they're coming. Sure. Bill calls everybody on our All-Star Invitational list and congratulate him for winning $1,000 mod shows. And he said every person he's talked to so far this year has said they were going to come to Super Nationals. You know, we're getting guys from all over the United States confirming that they're coming. Right. So, again, it's appearing to be, you know, as Super Nationals has been for many years, you know.
It's an
annual event and people plan for it. And even if gas prices are high, they still try to come.
They still budget for that vacation.
We're going to be there. Yeah. I mean, hell, wait.
Since Wade's coming
from Australia.
Since Wade's coming, that means
he wins. He wins the long toe award.
Yeah.
Or long flight award.
I don't know if he's got any long toes. I've never seen him without his socks on.
I've never seen him in a thong.
Long haul.
never seen him in his thongs.
Not even when you snuck in his bed, Jerry?
I did not sneak in his bed. Would you see, here's the deal. You keep adding things that are non-true to the story.
That's Jim.
The only thing true to the story is Jim always, hey, find me a Subway. Subway's, goddamn, the damn Subway's closed.
Piss me off, Jim.
Well, happy birthday, Jim.
Yeah, happy birthday. Again, sorry you weren't here to get a birthday cake.
Thanks, Wade, for being on the show. We look forward to seeing him in, 8 weeks or so, roughly?
Yeah, it's
going to be soon.
Yeah.
Nine weeks from tomorrow is our last, or 9 weeks from Friday, we're packing up and heading to Boone.
Yeah. So
getting close.
It'll go fast now. So
it's hard to believe that it gets here before.
If you're planning on attending, make sure you get your registration bought. Plan ahead. We'll do our Boone Bounds. Brian Fichter is going to help us do Boone Bounds again. So
I love Boone Bounds.
We also won't do Boone Bound unless you're confirmed,
have all your paperwork.
As an MRP. Through MRP. So that kind of triggers it all. Yeah. So that everything is a process for the event. So it's going to be pretty cool. There's a lot happening between now and then.
Oh, a whole lot of races. There's a lot of races just moving tonight through the weekend. There's a ton of races.
Yeah. Lots of stuff.
I believe the registration for the Race Saver Nationals is also opened up here just recently or is about to. So you sprint car guys, get a hold of Roger and Racine.
Stock car guys, be ready for after July 4th because King of the Creek registration will be open in too on MRP.
Yep.
Up there at 141. So lots of stuff coming up.
Bunch of opportunities to race.
Stuff going on.
And I always say when you register.
So what are we going to call the 14th episode? Have you figured that out yet? 14. The 12th and the 13th were kind of easy.
Those were ew. Yeah. Yes,
how about the mean 14?
Ooh.
Jim's got that covered.
Jim's got that covered in the first 2 minutes. So we're good there. Yeah. I don't know. We'll come up with something. Perfect.
Wrap her up.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed
the episodes.
Have we been renewed for a 14th episode? Yeah. Do we know yet?
Yeah. Did we get through the first season?
I think so.
Because aren't episodes usually like at 12? 12 is a season, or?
I don't know.
Because you got to have.
We could do split seasons like they do.
We could do like. That's what always like Survivor is like on
Ozark.
Survivor's on its 50th season, and it's only been on for 10 years, it's like crazy. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, there's a lot of great IMCA racing, whether it's at one of your home tracks or whether you travel to a racetrack or whether you just want to stay in the comforts of your own home and watch it on IMCA TV. Don't forget to get that replay pass. Maybe you want to go back and see some of the great racing that you missed, or maybe you want to relive a night that you were at. Go buy that replay pass, gives you 30 days of any IMCA race that has been broadcast and archived. So make sure you get tuned in. We'll see you at an IMCA racetrack near you. Have a great, we won't see you till after the 4th, so have a great Independence Day weekend. Enjoy the 4th of July. And remember, it's always a success when you have 8 fingers and 2 thumbs on the 5th of July. See you next time.